Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Owen here on Audioboo. I wanted to come back in as a response to an audio put up by Clay Lowe, who's at Soul Cruiser. Clay was asking what we use to stream our music listening. I thought I'd get back and say what I use. To be honest with you, since I took up Audioboo, probably now going on about 3 years, I guess, I think. I really haven't streamed music at all. In the home, as it were, I certainly listen to a lot of music via my iTunes, but also via YouTube, because it's a great way. It's like an encyclopedia of music. If you just type in something, you can go and invariably find loads of stuff, and I would sit there and listen to some music, try and find some stuff that really interested me. But on the go, and I guess that's what Clay is mostly talking about, when you're out and about, what you listen to stream. So I tried SoundCloud a while back, but I, for some reason I never really got into it. It just didn't grab me. You know, we say that some apps and programs grab you right away and you're in, and other ones you toy with and you have a wee go, but it doesn't seem to do what you think it should do. Or maybe it's what I was doing, it was doing it all wrong. There's many other audio apps out there for streaming music, of course. I never really got into any of them. I can't even remember some of the names from them. But what I will say, and it's because Clay did mention Spotify, very strangely, in fact, I'd started to force myself to get into Spotify recently while I was out and about. And almost within about 3 days, I got an upgrade to my Vodafone contract. Not the main upgrade that's not due till, I think it's February, March, April in 2015. But basically one of these little interim contract deals that I was likely to talk you into spending another few bob. But I didn't mind because I got a fantastic deal out of it as far as I'm concerned. But part of that deal was 6 months off Spotify Premium. And so I grabbed that right away, and that's what I've been doing, and I've stalled to find my way around about it. But I have to say that I'm really impressed with the premium version. No ads, you can create your own playlist, you can save any track, you can do wondrous things. In fact, I haven't even really delved in. I'm probably standing on the ice. I haven't even broken the ice in Spotify yet. I actually heard something the other day there. Or it may have been Clay talking about how Spotify works with apps, where it links to various apps. So I guess maybe Facebook and things like that, but I'm not interested in that. But it's probably much more diverse than just Facebook. So I haven't even looked at that part of Spotify. But I have to say, Clay, in all honesty, that I'm really, really impressed with the Spotify Premium. It's just brilliant. I mean, I've been able to pick out, just do a quick search. I mean, what's really got me into it, of course, is because of my great love for classical music. One of the composers that I'm really, as they say, into at the moment is a composer called Sigismund Thalberg, a very prolific and very ingenious composer of his time. And I searched for Thalberg, and I got this playlist. And believe me, I have loads of stuff from Thalberg over the past 6 months. But Spotify just has more stuff I've never heard of before, and it just seems to go on and on. So I'm honestly impressed. As I say that, I haven't even cracked the ice, never mind broke the ice with Spotify Premium. The Spotify standard one, of course, is all ads. I think Clay mentioned that. It's ads, and you just can't do an awful lot with it. Basically, you do what, you know, it's very, very basic, in other words. But that's understandable. They're providing a service, and depending on the service you wish, you either get it free and get poor service, or you spend the money and get that, to me, which is an excellent service. And maybe once I get into it further, I'll find more and more positives from Spotify Premium. The only thing I will say is I'm not sure whether at the end of the 6 months I'd be prepared to pay $9.99 a month for the premium. But I'm not going to make that decision at the moment. If it becomes a a program, an app that I use too infrequently to justify paying the premium, then I won't pay the premium and I'll just have to let it go, I'm afraid. But if I find in the next 6 months that I've really gotten into it and I'm using it very, very frequently, and I'm using it to do various things, whatever the other things Spotify can do for me, then it'll be a consideration. I'll have to wait and see. £10 a month is quite a lot of money to pay, considering some of the other things I get for £10 a month. But hey, I've got 6 months of free, and I'm going to give it a serious try, I think. Anyway, so that's what I'm using just now, and to me it's a surprise I'm actually using something like that. I tend to load up my devices with the music I like and listen from there. But now that I have, and this kind of ties in with my upgrade, now that I have this MiFi dongle that I've already spoken about and extolled the virtues of, it means that if I am listening to Spotify Premium when I'm out and about, I'm pretty much guaranteed a signal unless I'm in a submarine or somewhere like that. So, hope that helps, Clay. Hope that answers your question. Cheerio bye there now.